Hi, and welcome back to another Padre cast. I'm again alongside my buddy from Operation Sports, Chase Beacott, who's here today, and he is going to be joining me in a discussion of the MLB 2K9 feature list, which I posted up just the other day. So, Chase, welcome back.
Yeah, I'm sick and ornery, so I'm ready to talk about some feature list.
That sounds pretty normal for you, actually. And I feel that we get the best out of you when you're not in the best mood.
I feel like you should tell everyone where you got the story from too.
Because
I always get on you for this, Brian. I was saying sourcing, Brian, sourcing.
I have my secret source in this case, and you're going to bug me about that. But
fine, keep it a secret.
All that matters, we got the info, right? I mean, and this is info that.
You made
Obviously,
it up. You made it up as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? If I did make this up, I don't know how I would have come up with some of this stuff, actually.
You're brilliant.
I don't know if it would – brilliant would be the word. But hey, we got info here, and this info wasn't supposed to be out this early. It kind of gives us a little insight into this game. And I am frustrated at the moment, not just that MLB 2K hadn't released anything on the game yet, but that they're not releasing anything on Front Office Manager either. And the thing is, with 2K, what they generally do is promote one game at a time. So you're not going to see or hear much about 2K9 until probably February. But we have this list now.
Yeah. Well, we haven't read that much about the show either, quite frankly. So
we haven't read much about the show?
I don't think so. We have a feature list. Well, we have, like, a Pedroia interview. But, like, we haven't really seen any gameplay. We haven't seen any.
Right.
We haven't
right.
seen
We're
any, like,
gonna...
previews, like, you know, there's not much out there for either game.
Right. No, that's true. That's true. It's just when we went through the show feature list.
It was a bigger list.
They lay it out. They lay out not only just the...
But they repeat themselves.
The right.
And they, right. you know, put in features that were there last year.
Right. And that's a lot of what the feature list we have for MLB 2K9 is, because a great majority of it is just enhancements or improvements on what they had last year. Not to discount those things, but there isn't a whole lot new to the game. But we'll go down the list here a little bit and talk about some of these. So the first on the list, and I don't know if it's first on the list because it's going to be promoted the most or if it just happens to be first on the list, is the Home Run Derby presented by State Farm, of course, and I'll make sure to get the sponsor in there for that. They've got a new best of mode, which means going up against the top 20 home run hitters, and they have a classic mode streamlined for faster gameplay. Your thoughts?
The faster I can get through a Home Run Derby, the better, because I don't have to play anymore.
See, I used to the Home Run Derby, not only just the Home Run Derby, but any little mini games, and that's something MVP used to do. I used to like those because you could do them within a span of 5 minutes or whatever it takes, whereas a full baseball game is a commitment of like an hour. And so not necessarily the Home Run Derby, but there were some cool ones in MVP a while back. But I'd like to see those online eventually. Just as another thing, it's something like the overtime drill in NCAA football a few years back where you could, if you don't have an hour to commit, at least you can play it a little bit. Am I excited about, am I excited about a Home Run Derby? No, I can't really be excited about a Home Run Derby.
No. I mean, it's like you press one button over and over again, and that's pretty much it.
Are you saying there's no skill involved?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. I think if you wanted to do a Home Run Derby, you'd have to have add in like a tire meter, like you getting exhausted after trying to get the ball really far. Or maybe, you know, because that's about the only exciting part to a Home Run Derby besides seeing how far the ball goes is seeing, like, how the player's reacting to having to hit this ball over and over again. Because it is a tiring thing to do.
Yeah, they get fatigued in later rounds. The difference here is, I think what they're talking about with the faster gameplay is that they're not going to have, you know, a round and then your player walks off, walks away, and then you, you know, watch somebody else hit or something. So you're pretty much probably just going to go right at it. That makes me think fatigue probably won't be factoring it at all.
Is State Farm car insurance or life insurance?
I think they insure pretty much everything.
Is that? Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious.
They may insure your house also.
Maybe. Fire? Water?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I don't. Yeah.
I was
thank
just curious.
You, State Farm. Thank you, State Farm, for giving us the Home Run Derby this year. Right. New playoffs mode. So we've got the ability to jump into the playoffs without having to play a full season, and you get all the rewards as you would in a full season if you happen to win the World Series. Is this something – do you find yourself – now, I know with a baseball season, I doubt there's many – I'm fairly certain there's not many people who play through a full 162-game baseball season in a video game.
They probably don't play every game, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I know I get through at least 12 seasons, and I play all 162 games.
You're still working on a triple play in 2000,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The one with Piazza on the cover. I think that was Piazza. I don't know why I knew that, actually. That's
right.
Sad.
Right. So I think this is something I've seen requests for in different games, or maybe it's just a season mode that people want, just so they – but in baseball, what do most people do? Maybe play a game of each series and sim the other two, or play with just their number one starter or something like that? I've never really gotten into the whole franchise / dynasty modes in baseball. It's just too much of a time commitment for me.
Yeah, no, playoffs mode's underrated actually, because it was always like a given in the old like Sega Genesis and those days, and then it kind of just went away in most of the sports games. And people always ask for it now, like they don't always want to go through a season, but they still want to have a playoffs so they can do it with like friends when they come over or something. It's the easiest way to have that. You can still have stats and everything else and have that sort of building effect on your games.
It's not the same excitement, though, right? I mean, you don't have as much invested, so
it's
the same payout.
Yeah, but it's a quicker way than trying to do like a fantasy draft and get through a whole season or something along those lines, or just doing a quick game with a friend. You know, you can still play a 7-game series with a friend, and it adds some more intensity to your matchups.
Right. And I think this is a good thing, and it sort of fits with the whole philosophy of MLB 2K9, which seems to be it's going to be more accessible, more simple. So here's, for accessibility purposes, people who don't have the patience to sit through a season or want to sim through a season, here's your chance to just jump in and play something that feels at least somewhat meaningful.
Mm.
Let's look at the – this is kind of a big thing only because it was a significant feature last year. It's the trading cards. And,
Topps trading cards.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Topps trading cards. So
okay.
It looks like
another sponsor.
2K9 has gone to the sponsors for some of these features. So the Topps trading cards. I had an article about a week ago, which was about whether 2K9 or whether 2K should keep the trading card feature. The poll that went with this, it turned out to be 66. So two-thirds of the people thought they should just get rid of them, and the other third thought keep them and improve them.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to get rid of them after all they put into it last year. So
no.
There were a lot of things wrong with it. What we liked going into it, or at least what I liked, I don't know if it matters to you, but
nope.
It was kind of – right, I kind of figured.
also on OS, the same – it was about the same reaction where I was like, yeah, we'd just get rid of them. We don't really need them. But.
Well, going into it last year, it was – the idea was to give you more incentive. It was kind of an achievement along the lines of achievements. So – you would want to play more because then you could unlock more cards and you could put together your team. You could take that team online. Now, there were a lot of flaws in that system, which included in dynasty mode, there's no way for you to really gain cards. And that's where most people are spending their time. If you're going to spend your time running through that and you can't get cards, it kind of defeats the purpose because you were only getting cards based on the players you had and the players you were controlling. And then there were other problems with online play. Obviously, I don't know if anyone ever ended up playing a game with a created team online.
I thought just going back for a second, I thought one of the benefits of the cards, or at least that 2K was pushing, was that it was kind of like returning to the roots of collecting cards as a kid.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that actually came through at all. I mean, I would think it would be kind of hard to find that similarity just because it's not an actual thing that's in your hand or you're unwrapping in an actual pack.
Yeah. So they had
the
album
in there and everything.
Right. So they tried to present it anyways, kind of in that way with your album in the game. But as far as I read on the forums throughout the year, people were having trouble getting cards. They would sell packs, but they were kind of I call them expensive. I'm not sure what else you would say. They were pricey compared to the points you would gain during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Through playing games to actually buy a pack. I never gained enough to even come close to buying a pack of cards. And then, you know, and then it kind of changed the way I was playing the games for the worse, which was if I was playing –
You were loot
with,
whoring.
Hmm?
You were loot whoring.
You yeah,
ended up
you
trying
know,
to, basically.
Right. So you come up in a situation and you go and, you know, you're like, maybe the best thing for you is to bunt the guy up. But instead, you know, you're trying for a card to hit, you know, three or four home runs with this guy in a game. Or, you know, hit for the cycle or something, and it changes your goals. It's not about playing the game naturally anymore. It's about trying to do specific things just to gain the cards, which kind of, I thought, defeated the whole purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done this year is, and I think talking about those things, what they listed out here in the features for the changes kind of addresses most of them. They're going to simplify the experience to unlock them. They're just going to make the best players harder to unlock. You can unlock them by playing against them also. So in your franchise, you're playing against teams, you can unlock those guys too. So it fixes that problem. The other thing, yeah, this is interesting because I didn't even think of it till now, but it says build trading card teams with no budget restrictions. What was happening last year is you would get guys, it was based on, I don't remember if it was based on their ratings or based on their real life. It was probably based on their ratings, not how much money they made in real life. But you had a budget, and you had to fit your team within that budget based on their value. And that had to do with the different tiers of cards. You had, I don't know, platinum, gold, and silver or something.
Yeah, was it like 90 million or something? Something.
Yeah. Yeah, something right. Around there. So
yeah.
I don't remember anybody complaining about that, but I'm guessing that people reached some point where they couldn't really put teams together, at least the teams they wanted. And then review trading cards in books anywhere in the game. That's not that exciting.
Does all of this make it fun, Brian?
I think if it doesn't, you know, the problem is we don't know if it's going to still make you play differently. I don't know if it's fun, but if it came a little easier and more naturally and you were gaining these cards, I think it'd be, it does create that incentive to want to play more, want to play with different teams, at least when I first got the game last year, I was trying to get some cards, and I'd go and use a different team based on the card, what the requirements were. I'm like, well, I think I might be able to get this one with this guy. It's not something you have to do, so I don't think it hurts you in any way.
Okay, then.
But you still don't like them, which is fine.
Yeah.
I have nothing to add to this
because it was just I don't care.
Yeah.
Just don't.
All right. Well, trading cards are back, I don't necessarily agree with the sentiment that you have trading cards and it took away time from doing other things, which seems to be the argument against them.
What? Really?
Yeah. That's the argument. I mean, isn't that – that's the argument
no,
that's
but
made
it's like,
with a lot of games. Like the
yeah, but it's like
NCAA
you don't have
take
to
the
do
mascot
anything.
Games.
It's, right. Yeah. Oh, okay, so you're saying it took away from other parts of the game.
Right.
I thought you were saying like users are like, I can't not do this. Like.
Oh, no. No, just that – that they put resources into it that they should have
okay.
Elsewhere.
All right, I get that.
I don't necessarily
agree with that either, though, because it's always like you don't know who's working on what part of the game anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so we'll move forward here to the real maker, which is was in the NHL 2K9 and NBA 2K9 also. And, you know, EA Sports are doing it with all their titles with the uploading of highlights and video highlights and screenshots. Doesn't specifically mention screenshots here, but it does mention the ability to upload your reel to 2K Sports community website. And the last show, the last PadreCast, you expressed your disinterest in anybody doing this.
No, it wasn't. I think what – well, yeah, basically I did. But the point is that it has basically become a check mark on every mm-hmm. sports game now, where it's not like anything amazing – because you just take it, you start to now take it for granted at this point. So it's more or less you just have to have it in there. And it's like, okay, now we can check that off the list of things that are a must. I was just saying in a baseball game, I really don't care about seeing replays all that much because there's really not that much exciting to see. Mm-hmm. All it is you're going to see an animation that you've probably seen in your own game.
Right. You know, so, there will be instances maybe where something interesting happens, and I think it's good to have it in those cases, and also for the people who post their franchises on the forums.
Yeah, that I will not
would
be.
Would you love?
That I will. Yours especially.
Yeah. The quality not so great in the other two offerings with the Real Maker this year.
It's not that the quality is bad. They're a little difficult to manipulate.
Yeah.
But when you actually get them to work, they're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a steep learning curve that first hour or so.
Yeah, and it also didn't have sound, which kind of bugs me too. Yeah, I know you can put sound to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Within the game, but it doesn't transfer to the website where
did
you host it.
Did all the EA games finally get sound in all theirs? I know Live had sound.
Yeah, Live had sound, and I believe all of the games are going to have
sound. Did NHL have sound? I don't know if NHL
did. NHL, I don't remember.
I don't think it did. I want to say it didn't.
All right. Yeah.
But either way.
Yeah. That adds a lot to it, even though the sound is... You know, they're on their way to making it where you can edit in your music. I always thought, you know, get the permissions for this whatever's on the soundtrack or something like that, and let people add that to their highlight reels or something. But I think we're on the way to extending that. The next thing on the list is the VIP viewer, which I suppose it's a continuation of the VIP idea that they've had in other games, where it tracks your stats and your tendencies as a user.
Yeah.
And then you can check them out.
Yep.
It does not specifically state that you can download someone else's VIP and play against it, which I think was the main pull, or at least being able to maybe even being able to play against what should or supposedly is yourself.
The VIP has gotten I don't even know what's in each like VIP mode, feature, whatever you want to call it, every year anymore. It's become one of those things where it's been around for so long, but you still don't ever really know what it does in a way. Like, it's never actually been really fully explained.
Yeah, and it isn't fully explained in this feature list.
Right,
either.
So we can't really, I think, skip.
Yeah. Okay, for the PS3 users, you'll be getting the trophies, and on the 360, it looks like they're basically trying to offer the same thing there, which is you get a trophy added to your display case anytime you unlock an achievement. Congratulations.
Make sure no one gets any sort of individual experience or any sort of experience that's unique to their console. I think it's pretty funny that they actually had to bullet point trophies because it's mandatory after a certain day anyway. So it's like, okay, you're doing something that you have to do. Good job.
Yeah. Well.
Hooray!
Yeah, any chance you get to extend your feature list, I'm sure they'll take advantage.
Tack it on.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got some important parts of a baseball game to discuss here, which is pitching and hitting and fielding. Those are kind of important. And pitching, let's start with, says the unique pitching controls, which are obviously referring to the right analog motions. They're going to increase the accessibility to make it easier for pickup, in a pickup and play manner. And they're improving the pitching controls. Supposedly this will improve the accessibility as well by making it two steps, which is the hold and gesture, which sounds like the same thing as last year, unless I'm...
Well, I think what they're trying to say is it's eliminating the release portion. At least that's what I get from it. Because if you hold and gesture, then you don't have to release at the right time.
Okay.
Right?
One problem I had with that pitching system was that you had to hold it in pretty much the whole way, and what that did was I wasn't prepared for like.
We hold it for the power.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, now, that was one of my problems.
See, here's what I think is that the accuracy is not going to be based on the release. I think it's just going to be based on the gesture now.
Okay.
At least that's what it makes it sound like, because it's two-step, and last year was three steps.
Yeah.
It was, my thought it was, pick the pitch, do the motion.
If it's going to continue to register the wrong pitches, that's going to be a problem for me, because I would have liked them to do something like pick your pitch and then do the gesture, you know, pick curveball and then do the curveball gesture, and then, you know, it's a bad curveball or a good curveball, whatever, but you're not going to accidentally get a slider.
Yeah, well, I still think, even if that's not the case, I still think, you know, power plus gesture minus timing equals thumbs up for the most part.
Okay. You know, you would have to assume that they took that feedback and all the issues people had with it into consideration when, you know, with NHL 2K, 2K9, they, you know, simplified things. They pretty much the same probably blueprint as this game is getting, and they simplified things, I think, pretty well. You know, it, I don't, I don't, I didn't play the game the year before, but from everything I read, it was that's pretty much what they did with it. So what they're doing here is probably going to be pretty similar, and I would expect it to be at least easier to catch up or catch on to. So
I think you need to bring up Meatballs, obviously.
Meatballs.
They're not listed here, but I can say from when I've talked to a few developers from within Visual Concepts, it seems I'm pretty much 95% sure they're gone.
Yeah.
That's not 100% confirmation, but I've talked to a few developers, and it seems they wanted it gone, so.
Yeah, if the Meatballs were still around, that does increase accessibility because it makes it very easy to hit home runs.
Meatballs, now with extra parm.
Okay. We got the catchers calling for pitches according to hitters' weaknesses, which I think, don't they generally say that every year?
Revelation.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the pitching, and hopefully it's better than last year. Obviously, they didn't go away from it. They would have said back to classic style pitching or something.
You didn't seem very happy that it might not be based around still not selecting the pitch.
Well, my problem is the longer you have to keep your hand on the stick, you pick your hand up for the stick, or at least to do those gestures. I certainly did, and it just made it unnatural, and you couldn't react as quick in the field. If a quick shot to your shortstop, and you got to move your hand back to the buttons or keep it on the stick, whatever, depending on how you threw.
Right. Okay. I was just curious. Yeah. You didn't seem very upbeat.
I'll have
to.
We'll have to see it in action. And this is one of the problems with the game last year was everybody wanted the demo, which if I remember right, it didn't come out till after the game came out.
It was certainly close, if not after. Everybody especially wanted, after it was promised like a month before the game was supposed to be out there.
Everybody wanted, you have to really get your hands on it to understand it and to get used to it. And watching videos isn't going to translate how this pitching system works. So I can only be hesitant at this point towards it until we actually can try it out.
Yeah. And I know there's going to be people bemoaning the fact that it is going to be simplified over last year, because there were some people that loved it, loved all three steps of the glorious pitching. And all I can say to you is it's maybe they'll keep a default mode in for you guys, but honestly, it needed to change. It needed to change. I'm sorry. Sorry people liked it, but it took too damn long to make a pitch.
I don't even know. What is there a certain type of people or a certain type of consumer who like that? Because I don't know.
No, it's the people who are like, no, it's pretty much, I'm going to make a complete blanket statement, but I'm going to say this is exactly what it is. This is every user who likes it. This is who they are. I'm saying it right now. I think it's people who are like so scared by the fact that a little simplification is going to mean the death of like the hardcore sports game or the simulation sports game. And it's just not. It's not. And it's stupid to think that way, but there are some people who think that way, and hence the reason why people are so scared when something's going to get changed or dumped down a bit.
And I think that's a factor. And I also think it comes from the feeling that because it hasn't been done before, that it's revolutionary, that it's innovative. Yeah, and you have to be innovative, right?
Yeah. I mean, I love innovation. Don't get me wrong.
Innovation is not always, sometimes things are the way they are because they work. And with the show, I think that's been proven. With 2K, there are things that I like about it that they've changed up over the last couple of years, and then there's things that are just, it's the Madden Vision Cone of baseball games, as far as I'm concerned. The attempt to be
Vision
hard.
Vision Cone rules, Brian.
All right. Did you believe that?
A lot of people love the Vision Cone.
Yeah, well, that's the same. It's the same type of people who probably like the like this pitching, because it's you're pushing the genre. You're really, this is next gen. This is it's not just because it's different, I don't think. Sometimes innovation for the sake of innovation is a bad idea. Let's say the fielding now, which says upgrading fielding system, ability to quick throw when in a rush. Did you have problems throwing quickly?
Obviously. It was so fun getting stuck in animations. I really liked that.
Okay. So you think it's an animation thing?
Yeah, it was that you'd get stuck in animations and you couldn't just make a simple throw, and then you'd end up being late on the throw, and then you'd throw your controller, and then you'd go and drink.
Right. So this is what I was wondering. when I read this line was it a way to get off a like a snap throw? Because in the baseball games, when you're throwing to the bases, you know, you're holding in either the button or the stick for more power. The longer you hold it in, the more power you get, but there's never been a way to kind of flip it real quick, right?
Right.
Without, you know, it being having nothing on it. So that's what I was thinking. I didn't even think of animation-wise as being what
well,
that is.
Because even when you sometimes threw it with a little power, it seemed like you still wouldn't throw it as fast as you really wanted it to. Mm-hmm. It drove me pretty much bonkers.
Okay. Improved fielding AI. It's going to highlight the player's true ability, which I guess is going to be ratings-based.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like what the show does, where certain guys will be very good at fielding and they'll react accordingly.
Right, and probably, you know, range is a big part of that. Let's see, quick throws. Oh, look, they're talking about quick throws again.
Oh, there you go.
Important. Quick throws will allow the user to throw on the run or start a double play quicker.
See?
So we kind of discussed that. And hold the ball. Users will be able to cancel a throw to throw to a different direction on the fly. So or maybe we're looking at a double steal.
Also nice. Well, no, because then also I'd sometimes press the wrong base and then immediately try to throw to another. And then,
oh, yeah.
Then I would go and drink again. And
well, that's
that would be standard.
Do you really have the response in that situation then to cancel a throw halfway through?
Yeah, well, if I'm thrown to another base before I'm throwing it to the one I initially selected, then yeah, I'm
able
to cancel. I am not that old yet. I can still have the quick trigger finger.
So how are they going to cancel the throw if you're using the stick to throw?
I assume it's on a trigger.
Okay, that could make sense. Base running, simplified controls for user stealing and base running. And this is something we talked about before we started recording because everything overshadowed base running as far as I remember. I don't have any comments on the base running. I think I had more trouble probably with the show's base running.
Well, yeah, people did. It seemed like people liked the base running in 2K more. I really didn't have a problem with it in the show. And in 2K, I really didn't have that much of a problem with it either. But at the same time, the interface or the HUD that would show up when your guys were running the bases was just way too much going on, where all four bases were showing on the screen. There's guys running. It just was way too busy. And I'm sure that didn't help the frame rate either.
Maybe the frame rate by design was slowed down so you could figure out what was going
on. Yes, they slowed it down to 15.
Because I could, frames. Especially online. You could definitely tell, you had at least 15 seconds to watch that ball come towards the plate.
Buzzing, Brian. Buzzing.
I'm not exaggerating, though, actually.
No, I know.
I timed it one time.
I'm usually giving out the zingers, but you're giving the level-headed zinger there. So you're not even being sarcastic. That's straight.
I'm not, and that's not sarcastic at all. So we got signature style.
You skipped hitting. Now I know you probably skip hitting because kind of a big part of baseball.
Okay, hitting. I hate the swing stick. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the swing stick sucks.
Get rid of it. This is a debate. This is another debate.
No, it's not a debate. People don't like the swing stick.
So why is there the desire for because first and
in MVP it was a little better. It was actually like workable. But the problem with if you get into the realism aspect for a second here, I guess a swing stick probably isn't that accurate to real life because there's really not much in 2K. It's just timing based completely. Essentially. And really that's, in baseball, obviously hitting is a big part about timing, but it's also you need to pick a spot. And you really never have to do that in 2K.
Yeah,
unless you're guessing the pitch.
This is another thing I think is interesting to me about that. And that's, if I hit a home run, if I time it right, and I don't know if you have the same sense, but when you really get into a ball and with a button, you feel like you nailed it. And with the stick, I just feel like I got lucky.
Oh, the stick last year, I would just bomb balls. Like I would hit five,
but it didn't
six
feel like you.
Game.
It didn't feel like you. It didn't feel
oh,
like
no.
you really.
But
early,
I just
right?
I would know when I usually was going to hit a home run, just because if you timed it at all, right, it was gone.
Meatball.
Even if it wasn't a meatball, it didn't really matter. Low, outside, doesn't matter. If you time that right, you're going to hit it far a lot of the time.
Yeah. All right. So we can influence the hits this year. It says influence a fly ball or ground ball with new controls, which I don't know. See, I guess by new controls I mean pointing.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's right stick, probably press up or down before.
With the right stick, you're swinging with the right stick. Oh, you mean before.
I assume that's how it's going to work, because you can't influence otherwise. You'd have to do it pre-pitch, otherwise it wouldn't make any sense.
Bunting controls, improved bunting will make it easier to lay down a bunt. Was this a problem last year? I don't remember.
I'm sure it was.
Was there any incentive to bunting in 2K last year?
I would just hit a home run instead.
I'm
swinging. I think the bunting? I think you had to press the stick in or something. It was really weird.
Oh, pushing the analog down?
Something like that.
Yeah, if that's what it was, that was annoying. All right, we got zone hitting. This is a pretty big discussion, especially over on the Operation Sports Forum.
Yeah, people are scared. People are a little scared, not because they're zone
scared.
They're happy that they're zone hitting, but they're kind of scared because influencing hits and zone hitting kind of don't mix a lot of the times. Mm-hmm. Where you kind of have to, if you're zone hitting, but then you can still influence it. Like, okay, zone hitting is basically usually there's a lot of times there's 9 zones. You say in a strike zone, if top right and you use the left stick and you push it to the top right and the ball goes there and you hit it and voila, it goes, depending on what handed you are, it goes to the left field or right field or whatever. But the people are kind of scared because if you influence a hit, let's say I'm going to go for a fly ball before the pitch even comes, so I influence I push the stick up to influence it high, but then the ball comes in low and I swing low and it still goes high. Uh-huh. People are worried about that influencing hit will supersede the effect of zone hitting.
If that was the case, if that happened, there would be little reason to ever influence a ground ball.
Right, exactly. And that's the point. Where in the show, it works pretty well, where if you influence high, the ball still needs to come in relatively high for you to mm-hmm. get the ball up. So it's a matter of balancing, and if sometimes balancing doesn't really work too well on your first try, as we've learned over the years with sports games and when they add in new things. Mm-hmm. So that's the fear. Most people are happy about zone hitting because it's a common thing and it's understandable and it's accepted within the baseball community.
What did MVP use? Was that zone?
Yeah, it was zone hitting.
But it was mostly timing based, right?
It was 9 zones. It was the same way. I guess high heat was the same way as well. It was mm-hmm. pretty much the same way. It was 9 zones and you just pick a zone and then you time it. And then there's different colored balls too. Green, red, blue.
I love that.
Yeah, you love that, and I hated it.
Wow.
I remember you loved it. You told me before you loved it, and I thought you were stupid.
Wow. Well, that's the great thing about you is you're very honest.
Yeah. I know I see the different colors when they come in. I just think, oh, that's green. Killing that slider.
Well, do you have a better way to recognize a pitch?
I don't know. I guess you can't see the seams, right? So you have to do something, but I've never been crazy about stuff like that.
Well, the great thing about that feature was that it wasn't overbearing, and that was the big selling point. It was 2005, right?
Yeah.
That was like the big feature, but it wasn't overbearing. And what you see with a lot of games these days is the big feature is dominant over everything else. Mm-hmm. In hitting, this is a really important one because it's been a problem with 2K, and I think even to an extent the show. And I think that this is it's a tough thing for them to get right every year. And I doubt there's ever a point where you get it exactly right. But that's the hit distribution. And in a lot of games, you'll see mostly doubles or mostly singles or mostly home runs. It tends to fall on one type of hit. And double and home run was 2K,
big time,
right?
2Ks. And then in the past, the shows has been singles. I think mm-hmm. the show cleaned it up a good amount last year where the hit distribution – see what I did there? The hit distribution was more balanced. There was a lot of singles and doubles. It's hard to find a balance with triples because usually outfielders are too fast by default in these games.
Well, that would happen in 2K when your outfielder dove
ridiculously,
right?
Insta triple.
Yeah.
Insta inside the Parker.
Yeah. Well, at least did you ever see that video of the MLB 2K6 that Superman glitch where the guy scaled the green monster and robbed a home run?
He went all the way up it.
Yeah, you should check the YouTube app because it's got that one. Yeah,
I never actually got through a full game of MLB 2K.
Well, no,
it froze every time.
Most people didn't because it froze after the third inning. But you should check that out. It's got like 200,000 views on YouTube. It's pretty funny. All right, so now we can go back to signature style, which prematurely skipped to, and that 300 new signature animations making MLB 2K9 the most realistic baseball sim to date. What a statement that is.
That's bold. That's ballsy.
And it's almost as ballsy as the show guaranteeing that they have the most signature animations.
Yeah,
correct?
I think they should fight. I'm very happy I didn't make a premature joke after you said that, by the way. So I'm really, really proud of myself.
Well, I'm glad you at least mentioned
I took
that
the high
you
road
about it.
I did. I took the high road, though, and I had to bring it up because, I mean, come on.
Congratulations. You know, you usually don't have the ability to hold back on those kind
of
things.
I know. Very. Trying to
stay. All right, so you know, to give 2K credit, they've always done a pretty good job with the signature animations, and
they do the best job. I will give them that best job. Signature style is usually the base thing.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And so it's interesting that this is kind of a area that they're the two sides are battling on is, who offers the most in the way of signature animations.
I wonder if 2K will have their own version of the Snot Rocket. As there is in the MLB, the show, during the walk-up for a batter. I want to see a snot rocket animation. You know, you never seen the snot rocket animation?
I think I skip all the cutscenes.
Yeah, in the show, it's everyone always like laughs at it the first time, and then they realize, it happens a good amount. But it's just funny to see a guy come up before he takes steps into the box and just clears his nose.
Somehow I missed that. I love some of the cutscenes in the show, especially if you just set the controller down, but I don't remember seeing that. I skipped the ones that, the walk-ups to the plate.
Yeah. The umpire takes the bat, starts swinging like a golf club. He's trying to swing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It kind of leads us into the final topic, which is the real-time living world, which sounds like a marketing line, but it's...
I think this could be the biggest deal for... the game, honestly. From a non-gameplay perspective, at least. Obviously, gameplay is the biggest problem with 2K, but from a non-gameplay perspective, because in the show, essentially, all of the... while it has amazing, little details here and there, most of them are based in the cutscenes, in the little cuts before a batter comes to the plate or after he hits a home run or whatever. And so, if they can... 2K can actually do a lot of this without going to a cutscene, that's cool. That's another... It's a tip of the hat to them.
Yeah, it's the big problem. Well, one of the big problems with 2K9 last year, presentation-wise, anyway, was that it would go to a cutscene and then the game would pretty much freeze for 2 to 3 seconds during the transition back, and there was no smooth transition. So it looks like what they've done is taken that aspect out and replaced it with something that's going to be fluid and flowing throughout the entire time. And I was a big proponent of that when I think it was NBA Live. Decided to kind of get rid of the cutscene, at least the transitions, and the football games have tried to do that some, just make it seem more natural.
I think my favorite MLB 2K8 transition was the loading screen after home run. I really liked that. That was a good transition.
loading. I completely forgot about that. That was classy.
I just hit a home run. Oh, damn it, it's loading. Oh, okay, here we go.
That and the commentary that didn't change at all.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to bring up the commentary because that's not in here.
Yeah, okay. We'll touch on that after the living world then.
All right.
Because I have a favorite thing about that. But so it says, and this is another bold statement, that anything that happens in a baseball stadium happens in 2K9 in real time.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing.
That's ballsy as well. That's almost as ballsy as saying I have the most authentic game on the market.
Yeah. Are we going to have real time streakers?
You know what? Will they have what's the casino that's on everyone's back when they break?
Oh yeah, Golden Palace, right?
Yeah, Golden Palace. I think you should know. They gotta have that in there.
Yeah, we got players moving from the dugout to the batter's box and from the bullpen to the mound. Again, that's probably a replacement of any cutscenes. Players warming up, throwing around the horn, swinging the bat, umpire, ball boys, coaches, all on-field personnel will be moving naturally to and from their positions. That what was it last year about that? There was something that made me laugh. It was about the way they got to their positions.
I don't know.
Oh, man, there was something. There was something good. There was something hilarious about that. Celebrations Players are going to react properly to a walk-off home run, to a no-hitter in World Series, so that's good. Vendors moving in the crowd.
You hate fans, that, don't you? You just
I do.
It drives you nuts, doesn't it?
As long as
you're going to see that vendor going up and down the aisle.
He goes up and down the same aisle.
And you're going to snap. You're going to snap.
If it's in my, you know, in my vision, my pitching vision, that bugs me. Fans reacting to home runs and foul balls. Exciting. So it's mainly just going to be you're going to be seeing everything that's happening, and it should look, you know, they're saying it looks natural. We'll see how it turns out. So now let's talk about the commentary a little bit, because I just want to say my favorite part of last year's commentary, because they did absolutely nothing to the commentary. If there's one thing they did from the previous year, it was they spliced out Devil from
the Tampa Bay Rays.
The Tampa Bay Rays, and that was just my favorite part, because it kind of summed up what last year was all about.
Well, it basically, the story came out afterwards, and I'm pretty sure this is confirmed, is essentially they actually didn't do any new commentary last year because either there was a contract dispute or they just straight up said we didn't want them back or they couldn't afford them. There was something that happened, and so yeah, there was actually no new commentary last year. At least that's the story I've always heard.
Yeah,
after the fact.
Yeah,
and
which
so,
is interesting.
Yeah,
they didn't mention it.
Right, and which means they have to have new announcers, right? Because if they didn't,
you would think it'd be in this list, though.
I know. Maybe they are. I still push for more in-house announcers for these games, just so you know they have more time. They could give more lines. They could re-record them if necessary, and I think it would add. Maybe it wouldn't add a more authentic feel from a I know that guy perspective, right. But it would add more from this, like NFL 2K did in the past, where those guys weren't known, but they did a really good commentary.
What about this? Here's a big feature idea. Create your own commentary.
So, weren't you anti-create your own, like, chant last time we did this with the show?
Yes.
Yeah. But you want commentary. You want the ability to add in thousands of lines of dialogue.
Hey, no, I'm just saying that they wouldn't have to worry about doing commentary anymore.
Ryan, as much as, you know, it is a wet dream of mine in a way to be a commentator in real life, it's not something I'd want to do in a baseball game to
feed
my
own,
2K. Ego.
Look, I just give a great idea. This is, and here's what's going to happen. 2K is going to make a game out of it.
Yeah.
MLB licensed, the way things are going, which I just happened to notice they'll have another MLB Fantasy All-Stars for the DS coming out.
Oh, God. I don't want to review. It wasn't even that bad of a game. I just don't want to review another cop version of it.
Yeah.
Did you play that?
2K9.
Did you play
that?
I know.
No, I did not play that.
I reviewed that. I think I gave it a 5 or a 4. It wasn't
I saw you reviewed that.
It wasn't terrible. It was just like, why?
Have you reviewed Stickball?
I didn't review Stickball. I think Kaylee Rourke.
I can't believe you guys are really dedicated, because there's no way I could get myself to play that.
But he kind of likes Stickball.
Wow.
I didn't really care for it.
I watched one video and I thought it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It was like, Brian, you got to put yourself in a different perspective. Like, that's why I wasn't so hard on Fantasy All-Stars, because it's a DS game and I know it's not for me. And so I put myself in a different, you know, perspective. And the same thing for Stickball. It's like, okay, this is not a full retail game. This is a very simple game. Let's look at it from that perspective. I mean, it's still, Stickball was pretty bad, I thought. Even
I
if you take those standards, but.
Yeah. I want to know, why haven't you reviewed the MLB, what is it, MLB Superstars for the Wii?
Oh, yeah. Is that out? Is that definitely?
Yeah, it came out in, like, November.
Yeah, see, I had to take, I reviewed so many bad games when I first started on OS, I guess. I don't know why. Just
that was the
take
time,
you, bitch.
Right?
It was pretty much like that. And, yeah. So I don't like doing reviews in the first place, but if I do a review, I'd rather do it on a really good game or a really bad game. And so doing it for really bad games is pretty fun, usually.
Yeah, yeah. That's let's kind of wrap it up and just get your overall feeling. You know, do you think, based off this feature list, do you think this is going to be, or at least it's the right direction, that we may have a more satisfying game for the 360 guys?
Well, a few OS comments kind of sum up what I think about the list. You know, Fatala on the OS forum said, I got the same idea after reading the list. It seems very conservative. Reminds me of when the Bigs came out. It was a brand new engine, so Blue Castle just focused on the basics. I hope we have a new engine instead of the ancient one we've had to play all these years. You know, I'm not really worried about the engine at this point. I hope they do more, go back to the 2K7 graphics and all that. Mm-hmm. And then Big F and Joe 96 said, outside of a couple of new additions, it really seems like VC is trying to get the basics to work properly out of the NHL series. Yeah. You know, there was a few people on the forums who basically said, there's no big feature here, no sell, or, you know, there's other things along those lines. I'm not looking forward to the game at this point. I can't. But they are saying the right things, at least, for the most part, in this, you know, little featureless thing we've been talking about for way too long.
So we had NHL 2K9, which they did tout a new, brand new engine built from the ground up, is basically what they said. And I think most people didn't feel that was the case.
Well,
like they simplified it and made it better, but that it wasn't completely new. But the interesting thing is that they didn't make that statement, at least in its feature list.
Yeah, I mean, graphically, NHL 2K was a little bit of an under. It was underwhelming, but they did a lot of things right, and they did kind of get back to the roots in a lot of ways. They still needed to work on the AI and stuff a lot more, but, you know, board play was really good in that game. The goalie animations were really good, which were all basically new, and it just felt like the player versus goalie stuff was solid, and that was new. That was fresh because they had kind of screwed that up over the 2K7 and 2K6. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they can do similar things in MLB, that would be a nice step forward. Since this is also a visual concept now, like NHL 2K is, I wonder how long they had, to work on the game like NHL. Was it a full cycle? I guess it probably wasn't. But maybe it was.
No.
I don't know.
It probably was limited.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I think I like this list overall because it talks about it. You know, the simplifying thing is important to me, and kind of cleaning things up and getting back to, you know, making the game feel like it's baseball. You know, it doesn't mention the frame rate, which we talked about a little bit, and that absolutely has to be 60 frames per second.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be, you know, 20.
That's another one of those things where it's pretty much like you just need to check it off your list now. Every developer and game company just needs to go down their list of musts, and it's like, okay, 60 frames, yep, check that off. We got that this year.
And online play has to be, I mean, it's literally
both baseball games. This is the war of the fix your online first this year. One of them has to do it.
Yeah. Both games were very disappointing online-wise last year. 2Ks was, I mean, it was literally the worst thing I've ever played online. It was a disaster. And it was really disappointing because I was looking forward to playing, you know, I was going to have a league and different gaming nights with both games, and they turned out to be a mess. So online, absolutely. Those were things they didn't talk about. But
did anyone actually really show up to those anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played the first time I tried playing for gaming night for 2K8. I played a guy I think it wasn't too terrible. It was pretty bad, but it ended up, I don't know, being final score like 27-17 or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because you just guessed as a hitter, because you had to start swinging before the guy pitched, and
yeah.
Because the lag was so bad, you'd always throw a meatball basically. And I think, as long as you swung.
I think the bottom line is pre-release at least. You know, 2K has to get into the show me mode. It has to, you know, show me the consumer what you got. I need to see it. I need to play it. I need to, you know, read all about it, and I need to read a lot of stuff on it and see a lot of videos, because, you know, you got a lot of people to bring back. You have a lot of people that you need to impress.
Right, and this is a concern for me because this is not the way. That's generally not the way 2K tends to market.
No, it's not.
And I don't mind, I don't think that's necessarily bad. When it goes to a game like NBA 2K9, you knew pretty much what you were going to get out of that game.
Yeah, there's a trust factor involved, and they don't
right,
have
but
it.
They don't
right
have
now.
They don't have it right now, and I don't get the feeling that they're going to promote this game heavily or give you an early demo or maybe even give you a demo pre-release period.
Well, then if they're not going to actually show everyone, then they can at least show me, and I'll talk about it to everyone else. See,
that would work. That would work.
Which I'm sure they will do. At the very least.
Wow, you're a very confident man.
I mean, not me. I'm just saying anyone, you, me, just media in general. You gotta show someone.
Right, they do.
Community
they
leaders, I don't care who you show someone and so they can talk about it.
No, yeah, and they didn't do that last year, and it was pretty obvious why. And they had the conference call, which I was on, about a week before release, and I spotted just the way Ben Brinkman at the time, he's no longer with him, but the way he was talking, you could sense it in his voice, which I was very glad I called in because right after that I wrote up my impressions of the call and I said, I get the feeling the frame rate's not going to be good.
Yeah, I was in the same comments call. I was there with you. I don't believe I doubt we were on a talking basis yet because you're an evil individual and I didn't want to speak with you at that time, probably.
I could, you know, negatively influence you.
I was probably angry at you because you hadn't sourced some story, so I didn't want to talk to you anymore. He just, spouted something off as fact and said, what? Sources say.
Yeah, sources say. I am the I do not post gossip.
Ryan, there's a difference between a confidential source and being able to reveal a source.
Well, I can no longer reveal the source.
There's no way you can. I don't believe that because it's not like – I know the story. I'm not going to bring it up. It's fine. Fine. You're wrong, though. I will let you know. You totally could bring it.
I appreciate it. I like a little. I like a little mystery involved in my website.
I need to just take you to task one day for all this.
All right. We'll do that. We'll record it one time for an Operation Sports waiver wire podcast.
Yeah, when you're back on my turf.
Yeah.
Eat you down.
And you're back. You're back controlling things. Yeah. We'll be doing that soon. So
yeah, next
week.
Let's definitely.
So let's go ahead and wrap this up. There's another Padre cast.
This is longer than the first one, Brian. We were supposed to make these. The Padre casts are supposed to be short.
I know.
It was like shit here.
We talked about this before we started recording, which was this shouldn't take as long as the other one. It ended up, I think, because we had so many points to make in comparison to last year, whereas the show was relatively good.
This is what happens. Areas. This is what happens when you host. You're not.
Are you saying I'm long-winded? And
I'm saying on my show, we cover a shitload more, and we do it in less time.
Yeah, and we also talk about Wii Fit, not Wii Fit, but EA Active.
That's important.
Well, for you it is, I know. That'll do it. We'll have another Padre cast coming up in the near future, I'm sure. What about? I don't know, but
just
I do have.
That's why the Padre cast. It's breaking. Except this isn't breaking anymore. We only do it a few days ago.
Yeah, it's break. It's break. It'll be. I'll pretend it's breaking.
Okay.
And then we'll have our normal Operation Sports waiver wire podcast coming up in the near future also, which I'll
mine
have more
not,
about.
Not our mine.
I'm just a guest.
Yes. Co-host, but still mine.
Co-host.
I'm host. You're like co-host. You're like.
You know, I find it funny that you treat me worse on a podcast than on the Operation Sports one.
Well, I have to keep some semblance of order on my podcast. On here, I can just do whatever the hell I want.
And that's what I love about it. All right, everyone, take care. Thanks for listening in.